Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered as you listen to the Word of God.
Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. The whole idea of always has got more to do with the consistency in praying rather than praying non-stop forever. It's more of to consistently have a culture of prayer. Praise the Lord. If you come to the book of Acts 12, verse 5, Acts 12, verse 5, the Bible here says something that kind of, you know, colored very well with Luke 18, verse 1. It says, Peter was therefore kept in prison. Watch this. But constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. Constant prayer. The idea of people ought always to pray has got more to do with the consistency in the prayer, not necessarily the length of the prayer, even though the length of the prayer is equally very important. But the idea of consistent prayer. You see, they say that, and can you NLT it maybe? We're going to come back to this version, which is great, but just maybe check something. All right, let's go back where we were. It doesn't say it the way. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. You might be wondering, why does the church pray? Why do we pray every Friday? What I'm beginning to actually like about this place is that there's basically prayer here every day. Yeah. I think it was on Monday I was here with, was it Monday or Tuesday? One of those days. Tuesday. So Tuesday, I was with him and a few other guys. We're just praying here. And then Wednesday, there was prayer here. Because I prayed here on Wednesday, but I think the center service also had prayer here. Yesterday was Thursday. I don't know if there was any prayer here. And then today, there's been prayer here in the morning. There's been prayer here, and then there's been prayer again. Consistency is the greatest key for victory. So the persistence of your prayer is important, because certain things are in prison, meaning you can't access them and they cannot access you either. I don't know if this has ever happened to you. Sometimes I pray and I feel something is wrong. I don't know what is wrong, but I just feel something is wrong. And I pray with more insistence, and after a while, it becomes free. So something was in prison and I broke it out. So, constant prayer. Don't pray once a week. Don't pray there and there. Many things will remain in prison. Your Peters will remain in prison. Constant. Men ought always, constant, to keep raising the issue. You keep bringing it up. Never get tired of doing that. You see? And then you will have what happened to Cornelius in Acts 10, verse 1. Oh, yes. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion from what is called the Italian regiment. Verse 2. devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms, meaning gifts and, you know, helping poor people, generously to the poor, and prayed to God, how? Always, always. He didn't just pray, he prayed always. Like, and I'm saying whenever you see always, it doesn't mean he prayed nonstop. It was constant and consistent in his prayer. So he had a consistent prayer life. But from time to time, he's praying. From time to time, he's praying. From time to time, she's praying. This is how things break. And this is how things are received. You pray only on Friday for 2 minutes. Constant, constant. He prayed always. Now, verse 3, the Bible says, about the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. So he was so deep in prayer that the spiritual world opened up to him. I think I've shared this before. One of the shortest thing I can tell you, when a person prays constantly, is angelic activity. Like, if you pray constantly, you must know there will be angels around you consistently. They might not be useful because you might not give them work to do, but if you know what to do with your angels, that's why a praying person, I would just say, is a powerful person. Man, he gets things done, he gets results, because prayer always unlocks angels. Always. I can show you so many scriptures where when they were praying, an angel came, or while they were, Zacharias was in the altar of prayer, and an angel appeared there just next to him like that, to tell him that John the Baptist was coming. So prayer works sending him. And I say, he saw clearly in a vision at about the ninth hour. NLT, to see the exact time. One afternoon about 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So that was his time of prayer. Do you get it? Right around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we have a fire hour start at 4. It's afternoon time. You come and you pray. Now, so I'm giving many scriptures, but I'm sure you'll catch it. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Remember that verse. He said, he saw clearly in a vision. He saw. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 will make it more plain to us. Call to me, I will answer. I will answer you. Then it says, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And show you. He saw clearly in a vision as he was praying. He saw clearly. Acts chapter 10, verse 2. Or 3. He saw clearly. I think verse 3. Now, he saw clearly. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. He says, I will show you. He saw clearly. I will show you. Consistent prayer, persistent prayer will always lead you to the answers you are looking for. I will answer. If you constantly pray, before you know it, you will start having the answers. And by answers, I mean literally you will get an answer to a prayer, but I also mean you will get answers, meaning things you didn't know why they are the way they are. You will start knowing why. You will start having the answers. Why the family is like this? Why am I like this? What is wrong with me? Why is this thing like this? There is always a reason for everything you are seeing. But the reason is darkened to us. We don't know.
so that we can remain oppressed. One of the reasons of the key of ignorance is to perpetuate oppression and slavery. Because as soon as I know, you can never control me anymore. So to continue controlling you, I need to keep you in ignorance about what are the actual forces that are working against you. What is actually controlling you? You think you are this way, but you are not. There are things that are taking advantage of what you don't know to keep you in that state. And prayer, persistent prayer with the mind, Lord, tell me. Lord, show me. You see, another problem that I want to really quickly emphasize here is, you see, it says, call to me. What is that? That's prayer, isn't it? And then it says, I will answer. Any prayer that does not return with answers, I question that prayer. I question a prayer where you were praying for 3 hours. After you pray for 3 hours, if I ask, what did God say? You cannot tell me anything God told you. You cannot tell me anything God told you. You cannot tell me anything God revealed to you after you were praying for that long or even that short. Prayer is not a waste of or just a display of a lot of energy. Thank you so much. Prayer must lead to answer. My prayer must lead to my answer. My prayer must lead to my answer. I cannot pray all the prayers and I'm still without answers. Something is wrong with the prayer. Something is wrong if you've been praying and there are no answers. You enter the prayer with an empty head, you leave the prayer with an empty head. You enter the prayer with confusion, you leave the prayer with confusion. You enter the prayer frustrated, you leave the prayer with the same frustration. I don't understand this prayer because he says, call to me, I will answer. Through prayer, we always bring answers. Either direct answer to your prayer, this is what I was trusting God for, God has brought it to my life, or revelation. He will show you something. You will become aware of something. You will all of a sudden know something that you've even been doing and you were never aware that you were doing it. I heard of someone who got married to his wife. Every time he goes to bed, he removes his ring, put it on the side. His mind is, I don't want to lose the ring. So he removed the ring, he puts it on the side, then he sleeps with his wife. Do you understand? And he did this for many years. One day, as he is praying, the Lord reveals to him, you see, that ring that you keep removing, what you are actually doing is that every time you remove that ring, you are a single person. As you are, whatever you are doing with your wife, you are doing it as a single person. So you have remained available. That's why these spirits keep coming to you at night, because as long as you are wearing the ring, it tells them you are married. But when, that's why they've been encouraging you to never wear the ring when you are sleeping, so that you remain available and they can have the full right to access you. This information was communicated to that brother as he is praying. Then he realized that something he was doing, thinking that I'm just doing this so that I don't lose my ring, was actually a spiritual thing that was having spiritual consequences. I will show you mighty things which you do not know. Don't you think that was a mighty thing that, and the Lord showed this guy? Amen. Like me, about his ring. That was a mighty thing. Yeah. something that was having a powerful effect on his life, and he didn't know what is going on. A mighty thing about your past. A mighty thing about your name, your surname. A mighty thing about the occurrences in your life. Just mighty things that God can show you if you really take prayer seriously. Something that is difficult with believers is that believers have the ability to just imitate. Do you understand? So you come to church, because I agree with you, you have to copy. So you just see somebody doing something, then okay, so this is how you do it. So you also just start imitating whatever you find. Either it's got power or no power, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to do whatever is happening there. But the clauses are in the scriptures. If you check the scriptures, you will know how to do something properly. And doing something properly is all about getting what it promises you that you will get if you do it properly. Don't tell me you have prayed properly if you came without answers. Satan has been cheating us. You keep praying. You don't even expect to hear anything. And it's as if you don't need anything. My God. What could be further from the truth? You say you don't need anything. You don't need answers. No. Satan has trained you to not expect answers in prayer. Yes, sir. So you just pray as a parrot. A parrot. No expectation to hear any answers. No expectation to see anything. That dimension of prayer is dying in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are entering a dimension where every time you pray, it is you who will not have the speed in your fingers to tap the answers. But that you will ever go to prayer and come out of that prayer without answers. I declare today that is the end. Tonight must be the end of answerless prayers. Where you are in a corner for 3 hours praying, empty head. Nothing is being communicated to you. Nothing is being shown you. Are you that free that there is nothing to say? Are you that clean that there is nothing to reveal? I don't think so. Satan is cheating you here. He's teaching you fully. You are coming and you are living the same way you came. One of the greatest proof that you've met God is that you always return with an answer. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? You always return with what? You always return with an answer. Always you return with an answer. Moses was with God in the mountain. When he returned, he came with something. Tablets with things written on them. The Ten Commandments. You can't go. You go to God for a period of time. You come back the same way you went. Oh, no, it's not possible. In fact, even the face of Moses changed. But there will be a lot of, if you are truly in the presence of God, our problem is that we are just making noise. Shaking your body is not the same as calling unto him. Shouting loud is not the same as calling to him. Calling to him is calling to him, meaning you are actually communicating. You are communicating. You are not just shouting. You are not just making noise. You are communicating. Something is coming out of you. And that's why last week I taught you on passionate prayer. Passionate prayer comes from your heart. And the Bible says a broken and a contrite heart, the Lord will never despise. If you come to God with your heart, God can never let you go the same. Never. But he prophesied to us that these people are worshiping me with their lips. Their hearts are far from me. So I cannot communicate with them because the Lord looks at the heart. The Lord looks at the heart. He told, through Samuel, he told Saul, the Lord looks at the heart. The Lord looks at the heart. He looks at the heart. That's why people come without answers. They'll go back to the same problem. Do you mean God is that wicked that he cannot tell you what to do? After so long, something is not right in what you are doing. That's why it's like that. But even Cornelius, who was not even a Jewish person, Cornelius was a Roman citizen. Even Cornelius could see clearly. After praying for a while, the Bible says, and he saw clearly in a vision. You do it right, God will come right with you. You just see things, you start becoming aware of things. Clearly. He saw clearly in a vision an angel. And there was an instruction that followed. And that instruction changed his life. The life of his family, even the life of us today, because this is our first person, this is the first Gentile to receive the Holy Ghost. If you keep following the story, the angel will give him instructions. The angel will say to him, send people to Joppa and ask them to bring Peter. And Peter will come, and Peter got there, and Peter preached. Do you remember the famous message of preacher? Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost with power. And the Bible says, Acts 10:44, and while Peter was yet speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on them that heard. There you get it. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. This was the first time a non-Jewish person received the Holy Spirit. Through an instruction that Cornelius got by praying. Listen to me, you are one instruction away from your breakthrough. You see, every time, you must go to God with this man, Lord, show me what I don't know. Lord, show me what I don't know. Lord, show me what is fighting me and I don't know. Lord, show me what I'm doing wrong and I don't know. Show me. That's how you must go to God. And you will start having interaction with God, meaning you will never leave his presence the same way you went. Everything else is just religion. We're just making a lot of noise. People with real needs that are making empty noise. People with a lot of confusion that needs real breakthrough that are making empty noise. Unlocking nothing. It's a mistake. So from tonight, I tell you, this is persistent prayer. Persistent prayer that is done properly will unlock answers. And it will unlock revelations. He will show you. I was praying in Mokwasi. We had just received one of the classes. We didn't have a church in Mokwasi. We had nothing. We're meeting in Mokwasi at JMCME, one of the classes upstairs. And I was going there on Fridays and on Sundays. So I went there this particular Friday. I remember very well. I went and I sat on one of the desks. One of those, this desk. We're just praying. There. A few of us sat there in the desk and I was praying. And the Lord told me, I see you want to open the branch in Patsima. Don't open in Patsima. Open in Robeka first. We had already planned everything for Patsima. We're going to open in Patsima. He told me,
opening Rebecca face. So, I called Shepalo. I say, I'm sorry, we are no more opening that side. We are going that side. And we went and we opened their face. And then later, we opened in Patsima. Only God knows what could have happened if I went to open in Patsima face. You see, sometimes when you obey God, you don't know what you have spared yourself from. Because you've already obeyed, so you don't know what could have happened. But no instruction from the Lord is for free. Or just for fun, I mean to say. If God tells you, don't do this, and you don't do it, you might never know what he spared you from. You only know what was coming if you disobey and you now go for the thing. And sometimes you don't come back alive. Now, I was in Rebecca praying in Busi's house because we didn't have a building there. We used to meet in her yard. But for prayer, we'll pray inside. They've got a little living room. I was sitting there in a chair. And I was praying. Then the Lord opened my eyes. I saw how to roof the building in Patsima. We had already put the stop nonsense. But we had no clue how we were going to roof it. He showed me, you're going to do it like this. After I finished praying, I told the few members that were there, I told them, I just roofed Patsima. I've just roofed Patsima now. But I've roofed it. They are all roofed today. A few days ago, I was praying. I kept seeing something. Then he says to me, send somebody to go check this thing. Because I think a year or two ago, we went for that thing. They chased us away. But I keep seeing this thing. Every time I'm praying, it comes. Imagine like maybe after a year or so ago, the thing keeps coming when I'm praying. So he says to me, send somebody to go check it this time. As I'm praying, I started typing the message to somebody. I say, you see this thing? Go check it and give me feedback. Guess what? They went, and as soon as they got it, the person said, no, you are welcome. Take it. I've been meaning to give it. After 2 years, but I keep seeing it. So I said, no, go check it. As soon as they get it, no, you can have it. As you are praying for fun, engaging nothing, receiving nothing, seeing nothing, unlocking nothing. Satan is having a field day. I mean, you are just wasting time. I don't know where I will be if I'm not praying. I don't know. I depend on prayer so much. You have no idea. I depend on prayer so much. So much, my brother, so much. That even for me to start preaching, if I don't feel something in a certain, I don't feel I should say anything. That's how I depend on it. You don't understand? You trust yourself, eh? I don't trust myself. I don't. Now, you might believe this, you might not believe. Before I do my recording service, sometimes not less than 2 to 3 hours of prayer must have gone ahead of me. Not less. Not less. There's the prayer I pray alone, and I come and pray more here. To an empty church, there's nobody here. But by the time you watch it and you listen to it, you will think that I'm with you. Because the anointing comes on me. And when I start speaking, I'm speaking under inspiration. by the grace of God. And I came like that here to pray first before I start preaching. You believe it or not, those 2 points that I gave you guys, start early and then wait for the right time, they were never in my notes. I was going to start with something else, say other things. But because I'm always trying to pray first before I start. That day, before I did the recording, I just started praying. And those two points were given to me right here, few seconds before I'm about to preach. They were given to me right here on this stage. I had something else. He gave them to me, and I said, you know what, Lord, because you are the one giving them to me, I'm going to preach them right now. I'm not even going to think. I'm going to preach them immediately. And when you listen to it, you think I had planned it, I had been prepared. No, they were given to me here. A prayerless person, I pity the person because so much will be lost. You will miss so many things. In the name of, you know what you are doing. You can be in my presence for a long time. I'll never tell you anything until he tells me what to tell you. I'll be there with you. Just talk normally. But for me to sit with you and start talking, no. You will never hear it. But the day he tells me, sit this way, then I start. As you depend on him, then whatever you do, start having power. Because you are not doing it alone. You are not doing it alone. Some of us are coming from families where you are the only Christian at the moment. Or you are the only serious Christian at the moment. Oh, how you need to pray. You are living in a minefield. Anything can blow any moment. How much prayer you need to manage what's going on. When I moved to Lidak, I needed to pray a lot. And I still need to pray so much. You don't understand. It's not as simple as you think. When it's happening by power, it looks so easy and so simple. So it starts deceiving you. Until you go and try your own. Then you realize, hey, this thing is not following me. It's not following me at all. It's not following me at all. So I'm trying to take my time to tell you so you understand. That is not just like that. In prayer, we receive answers. In prayer, we receive revelation. Revelation. God will show you this is what to do. Can I tell you something, sir? God even tells me what to wear. It is sometimes that precise, that including what to wear, he will, like when I haven't received what to wear, it's incomplete. The recording is incomplete. Everything I'm doing is incomplete. Everything has to come together. He does all of that. The Bible says, he will teach you all things. All things. You are having a one-on-one. He will tell you what to talk. He will give you the topic, what to talk about. That things are ineffective because you see, you go in the flesh, the whole time you are operating in the flesh, you even live there demonized. Every time you go where there are demons and you didn't prepare well, you will live with demons. Become spiritual. It will only be for your advantage. And it will make your Christianity worthwhile. Worthwhile. That being a Christian was not a waste of my time. God is showing me things. I hear things. I escape things. I do things differently.
When the Lord told me it's time to resign, I resigned. I think less than 3 months after I resigned, Ramaphosa hit South Africa with the two-port system. All of you that are working, you are in the two-port system. Never again will you resign and get all your money at once. That can never happen in 1,000 years. You are in a two-port system. They give you this small one, and this one they give you every month, small, 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 small. When that thing happened, just after I left, I think like 2 months after I got my thing, then he hit them with that thing. I got everything I needed to get to finish my house, do all the things that I needed to do. Imagine if I had found myself in a two-port system. What a frustration. After I've been waiting, working all this, what you now finally want to do what I want to do, I think two-port system. Two-port system. And the two-port system, this other port, you wait until you are 60. If you will still be alive. Imagine all the things that you want to do. The second port says, are you 60? I'm not 60. Please get out of here. I realized the type of frustration I was going to be living under, knowing that I have money somewhere, but I cannot do anything until I'm 60. The frustration that thing was going to bring to me, God knew that this one, I must save him from this. So he told me, resign now. I became a mathematician. No, it's not yet the time, this and this and this and this and this. Then I'm hit by the two-port system. You will survive, oh. You will survive. Two-port system or no two-port system, you will survive because that grace is going to come for you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about me. I belong to the other side. I wasn't going to survive this thing. So God took me out of it. Clear yourself. So if you are not spending time with God, God will not show you things. God shows things to his friends. Even you, when you have a friend, do they tell you, they start talking when you are with them. As you are with them and as you spend time with them, then they start telling you deep things that you never thought they've even done. They said, you know, I did this, I stole this, I did this. They start giving you big details as you spend a lot of time with the person. So that's also how God is. The longer you spend with him, he starts telling you, you know this thing is coming from here. You see that uncle of yours there? He's responsible for this. Do like this. You start getting information. Yeah. Are you getting it?
Yes.
So please maximize your prayer time. First of all, except for other reasons, never come late to your prayer time. Like, oh my God, I don't understand. You don't understand how precious prayer is. How precious prayer is. Except for reason beyond your control. Never joke with your prayer time. Your life depends on it. Your destiny depends on it. A lot of things will remain undone until you start praying properly. Many Peters will stay in prison. Unless you start offering constant prayers over this matter, your job can remain in prison. Your promotion can remain in prison. Your baby can remain in prison. A lot of things can remain in prison. Satan is a prison warden. He kept the Israelite there. 430 years. You are going nowhere. And he had no intention of letting them go. It's the intercession of the man of God and his obedience that brought them out. From today, listen to me. Your prayers will never be dry again.
Amen.
Your prayers will never be empty again.
Amen.
You will start loving prayer because every time you pray, he shows. You pray, he reveals. You pray, he helps you. You will never have a dull moment in prayer again. Amen. You are praying powerful prayers from today.
Amen.
When you pray, God will answer.
Amen.
When you pray, God will show.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's put our hands together for the Lord tonight. Please stand on your feet. Hallelujah. As the communion stars are helping us, we're just going to spend a few minutes praying for June 15th. Amen? You know, are you all communion stars? Come back here. Even one or two people is enough. What is your problem? Are you feeding South Africa? Oh. Small Friday, so many people for communion stars. Okay, if you need to be many, go. It's fine. But if not, please. I was saying to you, we need to pray to see certain things here on June the 15th. Amen? So our first prayer point, Father, on June the 15th, by your grace, open the heavens and cause people to come to hear your word. Open your mouth and let's start praying that prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now for June 15th. Lord, I pray that you will assist us with the laborers. You send laborers, Lord, on the field to help us gather for Sunday the 15th, oh God. We pray for all the gathering efforts. Bless all the gathering efforts. Place in the hearts of people a desire to come to church on June the 15th. On June the 15th. Father, we pray now. We receive direction. We receive solutions. We receive guidance by the Holy Ghost. We receive strength to know what to do. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father, that June the 15th is an appointment not to be missed. And you will use every one of us to make it a point that many come to this place. Thank you, Lord. Come on, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. Father, we call all those that must be part of what is happening here. Change that music, change that music, change your music. We pray, Lord, that all those that are supposed to be part of what is happening here on June the 15th, Father, pray. We pray, Lord, that they will be here in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we call them, we call them, we call them, we call them. And as we invite them, Lord, I pray, cause them to join us, that they will be here in the name of Jesus. We receive genuine salvation. Many will be added to the church on June 15th. Many will be added to the church on June 15th. In the name of Jesus. Mande breze gade begada ba. Get those triggers out. Get them out. Shandere makora mandara mandere ba. Kaze bregandere magada ba goda bragada ba gada ba gada ba. Shandere magada ba gada ba gada ba gada ba gada ba gada ba gada ba. Kene mazema. Kazo godama. Kabregadema. Kazigadema. Kazo golema. Kepela goda. Shentera peda. Kibre gazeda. Zopele gade. Thank you, Lord. Shekema nema. Kalevelage. Oh, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to pray for the word that is coming on that day, that the word will gain entrance in the hearts of everyone that is going to be here. Pray for the word, that the word will be blessed, that the word will come with power, that the word will touch the hearts of many. Open your mouth, let's pray. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Are you praying? Let's all pray, please. Father, we pray for the word that is coming on the 15th. For every branch, including here in Kalanyoni, Lord. Father, let the word come with power, with ease, with strength, with revelation, with anointing. Father, to change the hearts of men. Father, anoint the word on June 15th. Anoint the word on June 15th. Anoint the word in the name of Jesus. Please pray, 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 pray. Open your mouth and pray. I taught you about the power of constant prayer. You must apply it. You must apply it. Father, we pray that the word will clean, the word will save, the word will renew, the word will bless your people. On June 15th, in the name of Jesus, Father, we raise our voices as the church for all the Peters that are in prison. We pray for them. We pray for them. Let the prison doors open. Let the prison doors open. On June 15th, let the prison doors open. Mashetapa, Ola Katema, Mekalavela, Mashakatema. Jesus. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Father, bless the word. Bless the word. Let there be revelation. Let there be conviction by the Holy Spirit. On June 15th, we come against every obstacle to the word, distractions to the word, misinterpretation to the word. Anything Satan is planning against June 15th, we take it down. We take it down. We take it down. We take it down. We pray, Lord, on June 15th, let your glory be seen. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall in this house and in other branches. Let the glory of God descend. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you for salvations. We thank you for salvations. Genuine salvations. Pure salvations. Pure salvations. Oh, Lord, your word says, as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth her children. Father, as we travel in prayer, let more be saved. Let more be added. Take away the judgment of death and hell that is hanging on the head of many. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We receive victory. We receive victory in our outreaches. We receive victory in our outreaches. We receive victory in the altar calls. We receive victory in our singing. We receive victory in our preaching. We receive victory in our inviting. We receive victory. We receive victory in the name of Jesus. But I will prophesy over June 15th that it shall be a successful swelling Sunday in the name of Jesus. But I thank you for provision. You are providing for transport. You are providing the right heart, the commitment, the sacrifice, the desire to do what we have to do. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that is leading us in this expedition. We thank you, Lord, for anointing us. Come on, ask God to anoint you. Ask God to anoint you for the 15th. To anoint you. To anoint your effort. To anoint your mind, to cause you to remember that there is work to be done. Father, anoint all of us. Father, anoint us. Empower us. Give us words of fire. When we speak, bless the words. When we invite, bless the invitations. When we call, bless the phone calls. Jesus, anoint us to go to the harvest field and return with fish. And return with fish.
Yes.
Pandelima kola mandanema. Semale manemana. Entele palemana. Masuka pele malema. Makantenema. Start binding all the devils that have risen against this church and against the program. Bind them in the name of Jesus. Bind the devils. Pierce their eyes. Break their neck. Pour fire on them. Pour hot oil on them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Wicked spirits that have unleashed themselves to fight the progress of the kingdom, we bind you. We pour hot fire, hot oil on devils, wicked spirits, witchcraft, witchcraft. We bind the jealousy of men, the envy of men, the accusations of men. We bind. Father, on June the 15th, we pray for a release of your power. A release of your power. A release of your power against the power of the devil. Hey! Timaleka Toveleka. Mezebrekate Kapeda. Father, let the agents of darkness that have been released to fight this program from the moment it was announced, let the agents of darkness be arrested. Let the agents of darkness be arrested and put in prison. People, Lord, on June 15 to serve you, Father. We bless every person town, we bless every person town, we decree and declare every person town will be a success, every person town will be a success, every person town will be a success, everything we do here will be a success. Your people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Father, thank you that there's willingness, there's commitment, there's sacrifice. And pray for church growth. Pray for church growth. Pray that Revival at 6 will grow. Revival at 6 is growing. More people are coming. Even in winter, there's a revival. More people are coming. Father, the powers that are keeping people away from the house of God, we break those powers. We break those powers. We break those powers. We break those powers. We break the bad opinion, the bad perceptions that the devil has sown in the minds of the people against Alive Bible Church. We cancel them. We cancel the accusations. We cancel every evil pronouncement made against this church by witches, by wizards. We destroy it. We demolish it. Revival at 6 is growing. Alive experience is growing. Every service is growing. The centers are growing. The basantas are growing. New members are joining. Every service we have VIPs. There are VIPs in every service, including Revival at 6. The members of this church are blessed. No member is poor. No member is lucky. Father, your angels are supplying the needs of this church. The needs of this church are met. Amen. The supernatural power of God is at work in this church. People are having dreams. People are having revelations. People are not oppressed. Curses are broken. Thank you, Jesus. We give you thanks, Lord. Just start thanking Him. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your help. There is no God but our God. There is no King but our King. We honor you, Jesus. We celebrate you. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that is flowing now. I plead the blood on every member that is here right now, that no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Anything Satan is planning against you will meet the rock of ages. In the name of Jesus. Manto pele dava. Brezika tere pelaga. Every activation of witchcraft against you at night, Father, let the curse come on anyone responsible for the oppression of God's people. Let a curse come on them. May they wither suddenly. May they wither suddenly. In the name of Jesus, may their activities wither. May their power finish. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. The Bible says they've overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the... You see, you have to speak words to overcome your enemy. You speak words. You speak what you want to see, and your enemies start coming down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's growth. There's progress. There's victory. There's healing. We cancel every evil pronouncement. We cancel every evil pronouncement. Divination, enchantment, incantations. We cancel those devils. In the name of Jesus. God's people are under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Not the influence of marine spirits. Not the influence of darkness. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Let that be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Kashakanawa. If you are here right now, you are not born again. Before we take the communion, I want to pray for you. I don't want you to leave here the way you are. You're saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to get things right with God. I don't have peace with God right now. My heart is troubled. I even wonder if I was to die now, I don't know where I will go. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to get things right with God. If that is you, I'm going to count up to three. When you hear three, just raise your right hand high. Pastor, pray with me. I want to get my life right with God. And I will pray with you. One, two, three. Raise your right hand if you need prayer from Pastor. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Now, if you are also here, you are already born again, but you want to recommit yourself to the living Christ. You heard Pastor talk about hearing God in prayer. You've never had such experiences. You hear Pastor talk about receiving revelation. You've never had such experiences. Pastor can pray with you also now, that things come right between you and the Father. Pastor, I want to recommit myself. Please pray with me. I'm going to count up to three, and you can also raise your right hand for that very important prayer. One, two, three. Anybody wants to recommit themselves? God bless you. God bless you. Now, God bless you. All of you that raise your hand, come to the front so I can quickly pray with you. Come quickly. We can come this side.
Please raise your two hands to the Lord. God is here. Say after me, dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you tonight. Please forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Father, I thank you. No turning back. Moving forward forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise for their lives. They are strong. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.